Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Time now to highlight a wonderful, wonderful charity organization that is doing some work in Daveyton. Gugu Shoko is the founder of Batho Bohle. Gugu, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you this Friday morning?
I'm very excited. Well, thanks.
Let's start at the beginning. What is Batho Bohle all about?
Okay, Batho Bohle was, I'm actually the founder of the organization. So I founded it in 2014. That's where I went to that community. I was very, very, very struck when I got to an informal settlement in the area of Daveyton, where at that particular time it was still an informal settlement. People did not have a good water structure as well as toilets. They used mobile toilets at that time. So I was very touched there. I started with kids and giving them food and giving them clothes as well as toys in accordance to my ability. Then I formulated a team. Immediately when I formulated a team, someone advised me that, you know what, this is good work. Go and register this. So when I sat down and thought about it, I had a vision of it, and I took to myself that, you know what, rather helping kids only, let me just help the whole entire community in accordance to my ability, get stakeholders on board so that they can be able to see such a predicament in Daveyton, such illnesses that we are facing, illnesses, community illnesses of unemployment, drug abuse, women abuse, as well as homeless community members. So we registered in 2016 as a formal NPO organization. We have all the papers, Africa.
which is important indeed, because I imagine the joy you must see in the community members' faces when you and your team members go in and you just show that you care, that a lot of people just sometimes need to be shown that they care.
Exactly. You know, when you go there for, let's say, for soup and bread, you can see how that is a demand from the faces of the people. You can just connect with them and see, you know what, this is really a demand. Something that we get on a daily basis, it's something that they appreciate once off when we go there, or twice, or whenever the case might be. So basically, we are a structured organization that works with programs with kids, as well as now we are venturing bigger. Now we are going to be establishing a gym, you know, aerobics for the drug addicts, starting from the next coming Saturday in the mornings. We want to exercise them, because I've learned that when you exercise, something in your body gets stimulated, even your brains, they get sharp and open. So if we can, for now, with no stakeholder at this moment, if we can be able to reach out to them like that and make them to entrust us to come and be physical and exercise with us, I feel there will be a difference. You know, there will be that one or two that would say, you know what, let me just leave this thing and focus on life and get better. Because if we look at the country right now, or Daveyton at large right now, drug abuse is a very, very high illness of this community.
No, for sure. How many people are you impacting on, Gugu?
Okay, it's 150 kids, as well as 90 family members at this point in time.
And that, of course, takes a lot of resources. How can Cape Talk and 702 listeners help you realize your objectives?
Okay. We would like that me and my caregivers that I currently work with, five people at the current moment who have bounded to submit under the vision of Batho Bohle, and said Batho Bohle means everyone. So vision, and said we want to be there for you no matter what, even though we're not going to benefit anything, but community is what we want to help. So basically we have programs on the pipeline at this current moment, a winter drive program that will be effective from June to August, where we need blankets, whether new or still in good condition, we would appreciate help from the community, as well as any warm clothes, because we've discovered when last week on Saturday, when we went to where homeless people are staying, it's really cold, Africa. It's really, really cold. These people do not have warm clothes, do not have blankets, and they sleep there in those cold hours. If I can now go outside here, it's really, really cold. So we're looking and getting warm clothes for them, so that at least they can be able to be sustained during this winter. And again, also, if possible, we can get maybe a source of food stream for our organization as well, that maybe can run on a weekly basis, especially for those people who are drug addicts, as well as for our kids in the morning. Because I was really struck when I saw that there are kids in the morning that do not eat. You understand? There are kids in the morning. Where schools now are developing that food scheme program in schools. But you know, the fact that when they come back home and there's nothing to eat, at the same time that child needs to focus and write homeworks, it really gets into our hearts.
Absolutely. Gugu, you have a heart of gold, and thank you very much for the work that you do and the difference that you make to the community of Daveyton. Gugu Shoko is the founder of Batho Botle. You can find them on Facebook. Search for Batho Botle Charity Drop-In Center. Otherwise, on backerbuddy.co.za, you can also search for Batho Botle and give financially if you're not able to physically go and deliver food and blankets and other needs that they have at the moment. Gugu Shoko, the founder of Batho Botle.
Wake up. It's your early breakfast with Africa Milani.